This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Tonight, major Maverick news when you can see the year's biggest movie at home.
Awesome.
Plus, never-before-seen footage from Tom's Top Gun flight school.
We're training on loops. We're training on rolls.
Ride of my freaking life.
Then, Ben and J-Lo's second wedding. We've got details on their big celebration this weekend. Plus, Alec Baldwin and the Rust FBI investigation, how he's doubling down today.
There's only one question to ask here. Who put a live round in the gun?
Then, the most talked about movies and shows.
We'll go out with a big bang.
News from Avengers Secret Wars, TV's most expensive series ever, The Lord of the Rings.
Epic.
And Ted Lasso's Season 3 scoop from Coach Nate, a.k.a. Nick Muhammad.
E.T. starts right now.
Better for saying, I do again. Because everybody should get married twice,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, why not?
Come on. Inside their second wedding this weekend. Welcome to Entertainment Tonight. Michelle Turner is off. It's all about the boys today.
Yes.
Matt Cohen here with me.
Yes, and we are on top of Ben and J-Lo's ceremony. But first, our Top Gun exclusive. Tom Cruise releasing unseen Maverick footage. See how he put his co-stars in a real-life, death-defying spiral.
That's amazing!
Oh, my God.
Whoa. That is awesome.
For the actors, I had to build a training program for them because you have responsibilities in that F-18. You're not just going for a ride. You have to learn certain things in case an emergency happens.
The big news, starting next Tuesday, you can feel the need for speed from home. Top Gun Maverick will be available on digital for $19.99. Right now, the film's number two at the box office and has already made more than $1.3 billion worldwide.
I needed to build up their spatial awareness inside the aircraft.
And that's really good news for Tom. He took a reported $12 to $14 million to star in the sequel, but also gets a percentage of box office sales, so he could make an estimated $100 million. But Tom's got something special for fans. As part of the digital release, there's over 110 minutes of bonus content, including Lady Gaga's music video from the soundtrack. And more of this exclusive, never-before-seen footage of the intense aviation training.
Just telling yourself, don't pass out, don't pass out. It's crazy.
If you're going to fly in the F-18, it is mandated by the Navy that you go through water survival training.
They can't do it, they can't get in the F-18.
Very intense, you get blindfolded, strapped to a chair, water fills up, they submerge you, spin you upside down, you gotta get out.
They went and flew aerobatics to feel what it's like in a jet.
We're training on loops, we're training on rolls.
We started working on the formation flying so that they're used to having other aircraft around it.
Ride of my friggin' life.
a little Top Gun bonus, and how about a little Bennifer bonus, like another wedding? Nearly 19 years after calling off their first one and getting hitched later in Vegas, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are celebrating this weekend. And of course, E.T. has every single detail.
Marry me, say yes.
How full circle of a moment is this for you, though?
It's a beautiful moment.
This weekend's Full Circle Love Story celebration will be held here at Ben's 87-acre Georgia estate. The 6,000-square-foot mansion is a recreation of a southern antebellum Greek Revival plantation and is located around 45 miles south of Savannah.
I live down south of Savannah. I have a place out there. You know, I live down this long dirt road. And my calmest and happiest, that's where I go.
The home holds a special place in their hearts. Ben purchased it in 2003 when he first started dating Jennifer. And how about this throwback? That same year, the couple arrived to the estate in the same convertible used in Geely.
I got to make a quick detour. Stay in the car.
And unlike Bennifer's bargain wedding last month in Vegas,
ooh, somebody's getting married.
This party is sure to be over the top. Vogue will reportedly be on hand to photograph Jennifer in a custom Ralph Lauren gown. E.T. has confirmed A-list party planner Colin Cowie has been hired to oversee the I Do details. He reportedly won't even touch a wedding with a budget less than $1 million.
Your celebrity weddings are very demanding. One, because of the privacy issues, you know, because of paparazzi and press. So that's an issue.
Oh my God, there's paparazzi right there.
Back in 2003, this was the couple's stance when it came to wedding day paparazzi.
Helicopters are the thing that bums me out because it seems like they'd be so loud. I've never been to a celebrity.
I think they do the helicopters when you're trying to hide, and if people want to be outside and they want to take our picture, then okay. We're not going to obsess over them.
Right. You are.
Well, I guess we've worked that out, then, haven't we?
Oh, you better believe they're going to be there, helicopters and all. You know, perhaps no one knows more about being a paparazzi target than Alec Baldwin. Now, as more details pour in from the FBI's fatal rush shooting investigation, Alec is doubling down.
There's only one question to ask here. Who put a live round in the gun? That's it. There is no other question to ask.
Alec went one-on-one with Chris Cuomo for 1 hour and 14 minutes. The podcast was shot before the release of the FBI report that concluded that the gun could not have been fired without pulling the trigger. Alec's attorneys called that report misconstrued. The actor says the gun went off due to something called fanning.
If you pull the hammer back and you don't lock the hammer, in old Western movies, you'd see someone fan the hammer of the gun. You pulled it back to an extent where it would fire the bullet without you pulling the trigger.
Now to another big court case. Rihanna's man, A$AP Rocky, is scheduled to be arraigned tomorrow in Los Angeles. A$AP was charged yesterday with 2 counts of assault with a semi-automatic firearm in connection with a shooting in Hollywood last year. Back in April, detectives were spotted removing items from A$AP's home. As for Rihanna, it's unclear if she'll attend tomorrow's hearing. According to multiple reports, she was with A$AP when he was arrested at LAX. The couple were returning home from Barbados, where Rihanna was enjoying the last few days of her pregnancy. Their baby boy just turned 3 months.
Every week is something new. I'm enjoying it.
I'm just excited for what I don't know yet, you know?
Meanwhile, the alleged shooting victim, a former close friend of A$AP's, has filed a civil lawsuit against him. And we have news about the late Anne Heche. 7 months before her death, the actress was asked who she'd like to play a younger version of her in a movie about her life.
Miley Cyrus or Kristen Bell? I think Miley is, I've seen her Hannah Montana. To be able to do that going from Disney into, you know, Wrecking Ball, Kristen Bell gave me my second Emmy nomination. She and I played mother and daughter in a Lifetime movie years ago. Gorgeous timing and humor. I see myself a lot in hers.
In a new episode of the podcast Behind the Velvet Rope with David Yontef, Anne also talked about how she lost the role played by Renee Zellweger in Jerry Maguire because she told director Cameron Crowe the love story didn't make sense.
And my agents call me up, you're like, are you out of your mind? Did you just say that this movie doesn't make any sense? And I said, yeah. They're like, you didn't get the movie.
You had me at hello.
Has there ever been a role you walked away from?
Let me see. One, two, three. Man, the list is endless.
It's endless.
Let's not get into
it's
it.
It's
right
one of those
now.
Deals.
Let's not get into it.
By the way, Jerry Maguire went on to gross $273 million worldwide. And I mean, how many quotable lines are in that movie?
I mean, all of the quotable
Thank
lines.
Thank you.
Well, right. Speaking of big movies, Marvel fans are getting excited to see if Chris Hemsworth and Mark Ruffalo will reunite in Avengers Secret Wars. We'll find out in 2025 when it's released. But I got Mark talking about keeping up their blockbuster bond.
You like excited to get back on set at some point together?
Hey, we know each other. He's a friend from work.
Yes, I was disappointed that I wasn't in Love and Thunder, but but I still love him.
Yeah.
And we're gonna make more thunder.
How do you think this will compare to Endgame?
Well, it's gonna be hard to top Endgame, but I know Marvel, it's gonna be pretty amazing. We'll go out with a big bang.
But first, Mark's co-starring with Tatiana Maslany in She-Hulk Attorney at Law. She's newly blonde and newly wed to actor Brendan Hines in a secret ceremony.
What can you tell me that's new about married life for you?
I don't know. It's really just fun. It's like we're having a blast. It's fun to, I don't know.
Yes, yes, yes. No!
Tatiana is the Hulk's cousin in the 9-episode series dropping Thursday on Disney Plus. And yeah, she's an attorney, so think of it as a legal comedy with superheroes.
Cuz, we didn't ask for this, but you still gotta deal with it.
You're the first solo Hulk project. I mean, that's gotta be such an honor, right?
It's great. I beat the boys.
Jameela Jamil co-stars as the villain. The stunt training, the wire work, what'd you get to get into for this?
Oh, I did it all. I did it all. I was hurting in places that I really didn't know exist. Like, I didn't, you'll probably have to bleep this out, but I pulled a muscle in my
Oh, wow.
Didn't know that was possible.
Another series fans are looking forward to, The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power. Michael B. Jordan and Cynthia Erivo were among the stars on hand for last night's premiere, and our Will Marfuji was there.
Give me three words to describe this show.
Adventurous. Magical.
Epic.
Epic.
Epic again, I think.
Season 1 dropped September 2nd on Prime Video, and with a reported budget of $465 million, it's the most expensive show ever made.
Do you think fans are going to watch this and go, oh yeah, that money was well spent?
Wholeheartedly. Not a penny was wasted.
There needs to be an epicness to Middle Earth.
The amount of people that were involved, 250 crew members, just like making notes about lighting or like particular dust that had to be a certain way.
They got some special goat hair from like Romania and made our wigs in order to have the coarse sort of feel that our hair has.
There's a bird poop guy on Numenor. I was like amazed that was like someone's job.
Well, there is a job for everyone in Hollywood. Now, from Lord of the Rings to Game of Thrones, and why Sophie Turner may want to check on her hubby and his bros.
The Jonas Brothers sure know how to party. How Joe's birthday bash went off the rails.
I'm Joe, and I think drunk will be the most nick tonight.
Then,
E.T., we're going behind the scenes.
Our backstage exclusive with Jimmy Allen and his family.
This is our daughter Naomi. Say hi.
Say hi.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
What drink are you on?
Nine.
I'm Joe, and I think drunk will be the most nick tonight.
Listen, when the Jonas Brothers get together to celebrate, y'all better look out. Joe Jonas posted his 33rd birthday celebrations, and the liquor was definitely flowing. Check out his Kelly-oke.
Now I can.
They better get some auto-tune quick. It was an epic weekend, but can we talk about a singer who can stay in tune? Well, Rachel Smith has that from Madame Tussauds, New York and Times Square. Rach, what you got?
Oh, yeah. How about I serve up a little Jimmy Allen for you there, Kev? He has been hard at work down home on his own music festival in his hometown of Milton, Delaware. But Jimmy's never too busy to give E.T. the exclusive. What's your name,
what you drink? E.T., we're going behind the scenes at Betty James Festival, y'all. Second year. Let's go.
It ain't easy to build your own fire when it's freezing.
What's special being here for my own festival is this is where I grew up. You know, this is the this is the place that made me. You know, I grew up literally about a mile across that soybean field over there.
The second annual Betty James Festival got its name from two very special people in Jimmy's life.
My grandma and my dad made me who I am. And for me, their names, Betty and James, are more important than the name Jimmy Allen. And I wanted the world to know how special they were. You know, I'm looking forward to being something I pass down to my kids so they can keep going, because there's always going to be talented artists.
A bunch of talented artists hit the stage, including Lainey Wilson.
Yeah, I know a few things a man.
I'm most excited right now about releasing music. I'm excited about being on Yellowstone and being able to share my music with more of the world, kind of diving in that whole acting thing, which is... You know, I've been acting a fool my whole life, but I figured just I'd do it in front of the TV now.
Exactly.
While showing us around, Jimmy stopped to say hi to just about everybody, including...
This is our daughter Naomi. Say hi.
Say hi. Say
hi. Thank God she looks like her mom. Thank God.
What a beautiful family. Well, another star parent is also getting their child some E.T. FaceTime.
What do you do that embarrasses me?
Danica McKellar gets put in the hot seat by her 11-year-old son, Draco.
So how would you react if I wanted to get into acting and showbiz?
Then...
He abandoned me.
He betrayed Ted Lasso, so what's next? Only we're with Emmy nominee Nick Mohammed.
Hey, hey, you know what that means.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Every day, our world gets a little more connected, but a little further apart. But then, there are moments that remind us to be more human.
Thank you for calling Amica Insurance.
Hey, I was just in an accident.
Don't worry, we'll get you taken care of.
At Amica, we understand that looking out for each other isn't new or groundbreaking. It's human. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Check her out. That's Jessica Biel giving us her best Don Draper. And there's Elle Fanning channeling Paris Hilton's The Simple Life days. Kev, I know you love that show so much. She's among the Emmy nominees featured in W Magazine's TV Portfolio 2022, yeah, with primetime stars honoring influential TV characters.
By the way, also in that group, Winning Time's Quincy Isaiah, he played Magic Johnson, as Ted Lasso. I love it. I love it. And speaking of, I just caught up exclusively with Ted's new nemesis, Nick Mohammed. But when we hit up the Bank of California Stadium, the home of the LA Football Club, Nick dropped a very major sideline secret.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Does it feel a little weird being inside a soccer stadium and now everyone associates you with the game?
It feels a little weird, but more that... Because I'm not, I have to confess, I'm not the biggest soccer fan. Like, it's grown on me since I've been doing Ted Lasso.
Everything okay?
Yes, Ted, everything is okay.
Is it weird going from being one of the most lovable characters in the free world to now the bad guy? You've gone to the dark side.
Oh, yeah. It was always going to be a challenge, I think, because I felt like I was in my comfort zone a little bit with Nate in season one. I mean, I knew that that heel turn was coming for a long time. It's fun playing, I guess, you know, that Darth Vader, you know, season two was Empire Strikes Back, really, for me.
No!
I got to relish it a little bit. Yeah, it's been super fun.
Nate's arc last season did have one benefit. It led to an Emmy nomination for Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series, where he's up against co-stars Taheeb Jamoh and last year's winner Brett Goldstein.
Is it a little weird, though, when the nominations come out and you're like, I'm against my own? Come on, guys.
We just don't care. I mean, it was such a delight to... And, you know, Brett's going to get it, right? Brett's got to take it home again. So, you know,
everybody loves Roy Kent, right?
You had me at coach.
Everybody now is speculating. We were told initially a 3 or 4 year arc, and but you hit magic. You don't walk away from magic, do you?
The honest answer is I don't know. Whether it'll be the end or whether we'll come back, there'll be a spin-off, a film, more series. I genuinely don't know. I hope it's not the end, because, you know, it'd be a shame.
You know, a series that went away way too soon was The Wonder Years. That's why we love the reboot. And who didn't love Danica McKellar? But Rach, what is Winnie Cooper up to these days?
Kev, Danica is pretty busy these days with acting, writing, and raising soon-to-be 12-year-old Draco, who is trying his hand as a reporter in this adorable mother-son E.T. exclusive.
You were about my age when you acted in The Wonder Years. What do you remember most about those years?
What I remember the most is juggling being an actress and doing my schoolwork. So it was a lot of going back and forth to the school trailer.
What about me reminds you most of yourself at my age?
Questioning things.
So how would you react if I wanted to get into acting and showbiz?
Draco, I will support you whatever you want to do. I would put you in acting classes and I would help guide you through it. I'm not going to ever push you in that direction because it's a tough life.
Draco turns 12 next month. He's appeared in several of Danica's Hallmark movies and even landed a part in the zombie show Z Nation. But when it comes to The Wonder Years, he's only seen one episode.
I don't know how to describe it. It was interesting. I'm not used to seeing my mom very young.
What he is used to is having his mom as his homeschool teacher. Did you know Danica's written 11 math books for children? The latest, Double Puppy Trouble, is out now.
So when and why did you decide to take a break from acting and become a mathematician?
I went to UCLA, but when I got to school, everywhere I went, people all over campus would shout across campus, you know, "Hey, Winnie!" I couldn't get away from it. So I needed to find out how I was valuable outside of Winnie Cooper. And math was challenging and I did well at it.
Now, I'm about to enter my teenage years. What do you do that embarrasses me?
Well, as you know, I'm never afraid of embarrassing you. So I'm not concerned about that one.
Buckle up, Draco, because that's what moms do best at your age. Coming up, Zach Braff and Florence Pugh's breakup. Why she said they had to keep it secret for months.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
I promise you I would consult my wife before putting pants on.
Tomorrow, our Ryan Reynolds exclusive. He's celebrating 10 years of marriage with Blake Lively. Plus, we get halftime show secrets from the man behind some of the Super Bowl's biggest moments.
Literally the place one. What?
This guy's been in charge of so many big moments in the entertainment industry. All right, before we go, actress Florence Pugh just confirmed that she and her man of about 3 years, Zach Braff, broke up.
Yes, the split actually happened earlier this year, so why'd they keep it a secret? Quote, because it's been a relationship that everybody has an opinion on. What can you do?
Move on.
That's right. The Don't Worry Darling star is part of Harper's Bazaar's Next Generation of Icons, out August 30th with Hailey Bieber, Amanda Gorman, and Bad Bunny glamming it up in a dress. Good night, everybody. See y'all.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
You know how to book flights and hotels.
All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.